Good morning. If Spain's parliament rejects the 2019 budget proposal, the current minority socialist government, due to run until 2020, would be cut short. So the party's Deputy Secretary General, Adriana Lastra, said yesterday. It's up to Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to make the final decision on whether or not to call an early election, Lastra said during a conference in Madrid. The budget vote is due tomorrow. Spain is bracing itself for the nation's most sensitive trial in four decades of democracy this week, with a dozen Catalan separatists facing charges, including rebellion over a failed secession bid in 2017. The proceedings, which begin today, will be broadcast live on television, and all eyes will be focused on the impartiality of the Supreme Court. Catalonia's separatists have attacked the court's credibility in the run-up to the trial, saying it's a puppet of the Spanish government, and any ruling will be a political one that has been decided in advance. But Supreme Court President Carlos Lesmes dismissed that notion, saying the trial is the most important since Spain's transition to democracy. Spanish authorities say that the separatists are guaranteed a fair trial by the very democracy founded on the rule of law that they allegedly violated. The government aims to approve a decree on Friday ordering the removal of dictator Francisco Franco's remains from a grand mausoleum outside of Madrid. His family opposes the exhumation. Once the removal order has been approved, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's government will give Franco's family 15 days to choose a place for the dictator's remains to be reburied. The valley of the fallen site, marked by a 152-metre-high cross on a mountainside and criticised as Europe's only remaining monument to a fascist leader, is to be transformed into a memorial to victims of the Civil War, which is a long-standing ambition of the Socialist Party. A drawing hearts in the sand could land tourists in prison, so the Canary Islands government has warned in a beach vandalism crackdown. Graffitied stones, crosses made out of volcanic rocks, and a smiley face carved into a cliff are among the activities criticised by environmentalists. The Maspalomas sand dunes on Gran Canaria are part of a protected area, but tourists have desecrated the natural surroundings with their works of art, according to green groups. A government spokesman said it wanted to express its condemnation towards this type of act against one of the main environmental and tourist areas on the island. Perpetrators could be fined up to €600 or indeed face prison. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.